T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The governor's upset about the border and Dallas residents upset about Roe v. Wade. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. Hundreds of demonstrators shut down streets in downtown Dallas this afternoon for a protest against the Supreme Court and the Texas trigger law on abortion.
The protest started on the Dallas City Hall Plaza with demonstrators saying questions about abortion access should never have come this far.
They failed us. Obama promised to codify Roe. He didn't. RBG could have stepped down. She chose not to.
Republican does not care about the children that are here already. They just care about unborn children.
Most of the demonstrators moved away from the protest itself and surrounded two counter-demonstrators.
Everybody has a right to choose. The consequence is what we're talking about. When you choose something other than God, you've made yourself a God who's no God. You will be judged by God.
Both sides stayed peaceful, with counter-demonstrators staying behind a fence and police officers standing between the two groups. Police then escorted the pro-choice group for a protest through downtown. At Dallas City Hall, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The death toll has risen to 53 in the San Antonio migrant smuggling case.
All of the victims' bodies are at the Bexar County Medical Examiner's Office. Dallas County has sent a doctor and two technicians to help them with the autopsies, and officials in San Antonio say they will also request help from Travis County. They've made tentative IDs on 37 of the victims. They're from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Investigators say the truck they were in had fake license plates and had been painted to look like a legitimate truck from a U.S. company. The driver was a U.S. citizen and is in custody, along with two citizens of Mexico. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the truck carrying dozens of migrants should have been intercepted long before it got to San Antonio. He says the Biden administration is not properly staffing border checkpoints, so the Texas Department of Public Safety has had to step in.
Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints. DPS will create and implement a checkpoint strategy beginning immediately.
He says they will target commercial vehicles for additional inspections both at the border and along known smuggling corridors. Another arrest has been made in connection with the death of a 5-year-old Dallas boy.
74-year-old Ulysses Kizzy has been charged with injury to a child, serious bodily injury by omission, in connection with the death, although it's unclear what his relationship is to the boy. The little boy was found dead inside a South Dallas home on Monday. His mother, 26-year-old Tiffany Williams, has already been arrested. She's charged with injury to a child. According to Williams' arrest affidavit, she's admitted to beating the child on a daily basis. There's no word yet on a cause of death, but investigators say the boy's body showed signs of trauma. 5 other kids in that home are now in foster care. CPS is investigating and confirms it has history with this family. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
An Arlington officer thought a suspect had a Glock, but it actually turned out to be a machine gun. Back in January, 25-year-old Kedrick Brown was pulled over in Arlington. The officer thought she smelled marijuana, searched the vehicle. She found a Glock handgun under the driver's seat with a switch attached. The gun was ultimately examined by the ATF, which found it was a machine gun that fired in a fully automatic fashion. Glock switches, also known as machine gun conversion devices, are classified as machine guns under federal law. Brown was convicted and faces 10 years in prison. It's now up to a Tarrant County jury to decide the punishment for a man convicted of killing a Fort Worth police officer. The jury found 36-year-old Timothy Huff guilty of murder on Monday for the death of Garrett Hull, killed in September 2018. Huff did not shoot Hull, but according to prosecutors, was one of two accomplices in a robbery that preceded the shooting. Over the course of 3 days, defense and prosecuting attorneys have called witnesses to testify about the impact of Hull's death, as well as Huff's character, mental health history, and background. Hull's wife took the stand today and tearfully talked about the impact her husband's murder has had on both her and her family. Huff faces either life in prison or the death penalty. And the Dallas Mayor's Back to School Fair will return in person later this summer for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Mayor Eric Johnson is urging families who meet income guidelines to sign up, saying he grew up in a low-income family in Dallas himself.
I'm a living testament. I'm a living witness to what an education can do to help change someone's life.
The back-to-school fair continued giving out supplies during the pandemic, but this will be the first time they've been able to offer checkups and other services. With your afternoon all-local, I'm Austin York.
The all-local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.